Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, you just talked about the millions of pounds of recalled foods produced by Bruce Pack, a pre-cooked meat producer out of Oklahoma, sold at major grocery chains around the country and here, ready-to-eat chicken and turkey products. I think that's going to be something people are definitely going to pay attention to.
Well, you got 200 products and 10 million pounds of this ready-to-eat chicken and turkey sold in all kinds of products with some of the brand names, including Jenny Craig, Atkins, Signature Select, Boston Market, Amazon Fresh, Michelinas, Rao's, Dole, and Market. I think that's Market Side? Yeah, Market Side.
Right, and including Trader Joe's, Walmart, Aldi, Target, Giant Eagle. So those obviously just about anywhere where you would purchase these ready-to-eat chicken and turkey products.
There's a 326-page PDF on recall itself from, I guess this would be the FDA. I guess the USDA. Anyway, we can simplify things for people. If you got products in your refrigerator or your freezer, you can look for these numbers. There's an USDA mark of inspection, and either inside it or below it, it'll have this number, 51205 or P-51205. That's the way to spot it.
And Listeria is a bacteria that can affect particularly people who have compromised immune systems, 65 and older, and it can be deadly. You recall a couple of weeks ago, Boar's Head had issues, and that was a major story too. So just a heads up, nothing to panic about, but if you have these products, take them back for a refund.
These products are produced by companies that are so big, and when there's a problem, it's a big problem because they're distributing so many of their products to places all over the country.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if you need those numbers again, one more time, Paul.
It's 51205 or P-51205, and that will be either inside or under the USDA mark.
All right, yesterday, top-notch universities, tech companies from all over gathered in Pittsburgh, and they called it Artificial Intelligence Horizons Pittsburgh Summit. Governor Josh Shapiro was here. He said the future runs through Pittsburgh, and with the technology investment coming here, apparently, Paul, one of the factors for our region is the expansion of artificial intelligence requires more power. And sitting on natural gas here in the state, it makes sense with Carnegie Mellon and some of the other universities that are participating, University of Pittsburgh, that Pittsburgh be this hub for this major expansion of artificial intelligence. And we're talking about attracting people from all over. I know that they mentioned NVIDIA in our report. This is a chip-making company.
Well,
that's their primary function.
Their stock is just out of this world. I think NVIDIA is the highest value stock right now or something like that.
How about the company is valued at $3.4 trillion?
Yikes.
And they,
they're making chips that really can hum.
And they announced last week a partnership here with Carnegie Mellon University. And we expect an investment and some more announcements when it comes to this tech expansion. So they gathered at Bakery Square, and we talked about that place.
Good place for it.
Used to be the Nabisco plant. And when that...
Who'd have thunk that, right?
Right, nobody...
Back in the day, who'd have thunk that?
Who'd have thought, while they're making crackers back in the day, thinking someday this could be the hub of technology and artificial intelligence.
So I've got to throw a little something extra in here on Governor Shapiro. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Marty Griffin had him on the air before that conference.
Right, yesterday.
And Marty asked Governor Shapiro about the phone call with Elon Musk that was widely reported that Elon Musk spoke with the governor from the like a suite over at
the Steel at Dallas game.
Yeah, at the Acrisure game. And then, so anyway, Marty asked the governor about it, and here's what he said when the phone call came in.
Okay. So I was taking the trash out when Thomas reached out and said, hey, you know, I want you to talk to Elon Musk about some economic interests, development interests he has.
And he's talking there about Thomas Tull.
Yeah, who's a billionaire minority owner of the Steelers.
Right. But I thought that was funny.
He hosted him at the Steelers Cowboys game. And so they end up calling him up. Hey, Gov. I love that Marty asked him that.
And then listen to what the governor said about the political rift that exists between himself and Musk. Listen to this.
But I'm not going to let that stand in the way of me trying to bring jobs and economic growth to southwestern Pennsylvania.
And I think that is one of the reasons why he has a higher approval rating than your typical first-term governor in a politically charged climate.
Well, it's a smart thing to say. It's like, okay, let's be adults here. Let's talk it through.
Yeah.
Sorry, she's got multi-billions to invest in southwestern Pennsylvania. So, let's talk.
Yeah,
let's not be foolish.
Exactly.
All right, and what else are people talking about?
Well, this is salt at the game. Right?
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Raider fans have a tradition. They used to call where they played in Oakland, California, the Black Hole.
Right. And they would get dressed up in some pretty scary outfits.
And it was, for fans of the other team visiting, one of the most dangerous places. I think Philadelphia has a jail inside their stadium.
Not anymore. They had one in the basement over at Veterans Stadium.
Oh, they don't have it in the new one?
And so they had a judge on hand when they wanted to deal with drunks.
it's unfortunate it gets to that, but it does. So
I went to a game at the Vet a couple times.
Was it civil?
It was okay.
Yeah.
But
I've never been to an Eagles game in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I watched an Eagles-Cowboys game.
Anyway, that's what people are talking about. We'll keep you posted about this expansion of artificial intelligence here in the region. It could be a big economic boom for us. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted of breaking news and weather information, a whole lot more. And today is a special day. It's Ask the Experts from MediConnect. So if you're a senior on Medicare, you know it's time to choose the healthcare plan. This is enrollment period's about to open up. And from 8 a.m. through the afternoon, we're going to have experts. And you can, starting at 8 o'clock this morning, call 888-818-MEDI, M-E-D-I. That's 888-818-6334 and ask the experts. There are a lot of legitimate questions that you can get answers to and make sure you've got the best situation for you when it comes to your health care. How important is that? And every year, Paul, we go through the enrollment with our company, right? You have to make the selections on what to decide. And a lot of people need assistance with that. So they make sure that you are maximizing what you get for your money. Really, really critical. And speaking of health, how about mental health? Aaron and Paul, you'll appreciate this. The more content you consume, the worse your mental health gets. That's from a new survey finding the average American feels like they lose 3 days per month while consuming online content. You call it doom scrolling.
I was going to say, Larry, tell him the name.
36 days of the year are completely lost to scrolling, streaming, and binging content. Mm-hmm. It even gets worse the younger you are. Gen Z Americans feel like they lose close to 5 days per month just doom scrolling. So next time you get sucked down the vortex,
take your other hand and close your phone. Take your left.
I mean, you have to discipline your, it's hard.
You do. You literally have to discipline yourself to unplug.
If you don't, now we're in a business where we have to kind of stay plugged in. That's
right.
Part of what we do is to make sure, you know, we're up on information, breaking
current
news.
Events.
Yeah, it's part of what we do, but you should be able to back off when you just go down these mindless videos of stuff. And once you watch something, if you stop or even slow down, the algorithms start feeding you more of the same.
Yep.
For some reason, I'm getting videos of monkeys, little monkeys, big monkey. So
you watched one video for a little too long.
Yeah, there was a guy who had dressed up a little monkey.
And
I would have watched it.
Why in the world are we talking about here? I was kind of lost in correcting his story. Ellen Gamble got some information on a story for me, and so I'm over here tic-tacking away, and you guys are having a pleasant conversation. Next thing I know, it's something about little monkeys.
Does your monkey bite?
This,
I remember that.
And so once you do that, then now you start getting fed monkey videos.
And you don't even realize it until the fifth video. You're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I've been, this is
see,
some
now, on my
business.
My
yes.
Instagram, the little videos that I get are all about little dachshunds.
Well,
there
now
you
I
go.
Understand.
The wiener dog thing, you know?
Well, you've owned a couple
right, yeah,
in your
right
recent life here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I get that. That makes sense. But I'm a little disturbed about the monkeys. This one was dressed, had a little straw hat on. He was in the field picking vegetables.
Oh, my gosh.
But he was tiny. He looked like a little woman with a...
We can't help that we love animals and they're just too cute. Can't help it.
Then there's other ones, you know. Then there's people that had, you know, trip and fall accidents from their doorbell camera. What
right
are we doing here?
I right like the ones where the guy booby traps a package.
Yeah, for people that are
and
porch
then,
pirates.
Yeah, then they come by to get it, and then it goes bang.
And then they all get mad. It's like, no,
that's
dude.
That's what you get.
All right, we're good now. Let's lock in. It's the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Just want to reiterate one thing about this Listeria scare that's millions of pounds of ready-to-eat chicken and turkey products because it's so pervasive that it affects just about everyone potentially. So around the region, really a big heads up on that. And this is on the heels of Boar's Head having issues a couple of weeks ago, Paul, that obviously also made national news. And so these recalls are really important and can be life-saving for some people. So the recommendation is if you have one of the products and you can go online to check, that you take them back to where you purchased it for a refund. But most importantly, you don't ingest it, right?
Yes, definitely don't eat it.
I mean, that's probably going to be something you really want to pay attention to.
We'll have details on that story coming up at 7.
And also, the cleanup. The last two hurricanes, Helene, which affected not only Florida, but as we know, Tennessee, Georgia, the Carolinas, and they're especially in western North Carolina in particular, some issues have developed. CBS's Janet Chameline.
One man armed with a handgun and rifle was arrested Saturday after making a comment about possibly hurting FEMA workers. 44-year-old William Parsons was arrested, charged, then released on bond.
These reports about militia threatening the National Guard and the Army troops, what say you?
That's just fiction. There's no truth to that. There's not been any of that.
communities here are still recovering more than 2 weeks after Helene hit.
People can't even get into Chimney Rock right now without an escort, and we are going in with a local business owner. It's going to be one of the first looks at this devastated community.
There is destruction in every direction. Amid tons of mud and debris, hundreds of soldiers clearing it by day, sleeping in a nearby park at night.
And the downstairs was just terrible. You know, gutted, totally gutted.
The water came up so high and the power just shredded them.
Oh my goodness.
Water and mud now fill the first floor of Teresa and Glenn Cawthron's home. They're staying at the Chimney Rock Inn, the hotel they own. It's closed. They don't know for how long.
Will you stay?
Yes.
We will be back. 100%. Chimney Rock is very resilient and we will 100% be back.
Janet Shanley and CBS News.
And that Chimney Rock is one of those towns that were completely just leveled by the flooding in the western part again of North Carolina. Asheville, which apparently is a beautiful place or was before the flooding. I talked to many people that used to enjoy going there, and it's going to be a long time before it'll be anything assembling what it used to be.
It had become, until the storm, a destination. A place people wanted to go.
Right.
Growing in popularity.
And then Milton affected just Florida along the Gulf Coast, entering around the Bradenton, Sarasota area, and cutting through to the east-northeast to the other side. And then what did really devastating damage were the tornadoes spun off in advance of and as the storm moved through.
And so many of them were clustered in the West Palm Beach area, up all the way up to Fort Pierce.
Yeah, and I worked for a period of time out of college in West Palm Beach. Tornadoes, in spite of the fact that across the way in Tampa, do you know Tampa is the lightning capital of the world? But they do not have tornadoes in Florida like they do, certainly in the Midwest, the Plain States. Alligator Alley is in Florida, in the great swampland they call the Everglades, which is a national park. But the cleanup there, and I'm getting good feedback from our sources, you know, that they're making progress. So they want to try to get ready for their season, because that's when a lot of the businesses make their money. And if the people that work for them don't have employment, that just, you know, compounds the situation. So a lot of relief services coming out of our Western Pennsylvania again, Red Cross, Salvation Army, Brothers Brother Foundation, and utility workers who volunteered to go there and help. Did you see they had convoys of utility trucks?
It's an amazing sight, isn't it?
It really is. It's actually uplifting. And if I were somebody dealing with that and knew that so many other states were reaching out to help, it would at least lift your spirits. But it's going to be a while for many of these places. So if you have plans to visit parts of Florida that have been affected, obviously you got to stay in touch and keep up with what's going on. And in just a minute, we're going to check in with our meteorologist in charge. Get a look at our chilly weather here to our east. Let's check in with our meteorologist in charge, Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning, Larry.
So this is short-lived, at least for a little while, but it looks like for the next few days, unusually cool.
Yeah, the next 2-3 days, this is a big upper-level low that's dropping into and through the area, and that's just going to keep temperatures on the chilly side of the ledger for the next 3 days. 50 for highs today and tomorrow. I think the last time we didn't get out of the 40s for high was back in April, believe it or not. And that's a possibility today or tomorrow. And in between, a couple of chilly nights, particularly, I think, tomorrow night when we finally clear things out and the winds can be pretty light. That could allow temperatures to get down into the low to mid-30s across the area.
But now, next week, we're looking at a reversal. It's going to feel like late summer again.
Oh, it is. I mean, we're going to go back up above 70 degrees probably by Saturday, and certainly 70 plus on Sunday. And I think a good, at least the first couple of days of next week are going to be warm. There's a front that's going to try to come through midweek and maybe cool things off. It's nowhere near as strong as this one, but that may backpedal temperatures back into the 60s for a couple of days. But still, I think the second half of October is pretty much going to be above normal most days after you get that past the next 3 days.
Yeah, we got to clear the skies. We got this Hunter's Moon that's going to be a super moon, the brightest of the whole year coming up.
I'm hoping that we can clear the skies so we can see the comet after sunset in the evening. These clouds have gotten in my way the last couple of evenings. I'm not happy.
Oh, yeah. This is a rare comet that's passing, in the western sky about 45 minutes after twilight.
Yeah, so if you look up, probably 5 to 10 degrees above the horizon, you should be able to see it with the naked eye. And, of course, use your binoculars and you'll be able to see it that much more spectacularly. But, again, you got to have clear skies in the western horizon. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight. I'm not sure it is tomorrow evening. Well, I think we have to wait until Thursday, and we should be able to see it then.
Joe Lundberg, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that's the latest with AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg at World Headquarters. Coming up right after the news at the top of this hour, a conversation with controversial Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who's going to be here tomorrow night as part of the Pittsburgh Speaker Series presented by the University of Pittsburgh. And, Paul, earlier we talked about what happened in Las Vegas at the Steelers game for one Steeler fan, and that prompted the conversation about misbehavior with the Raiders fans in the old Black Hole in Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about Philadelphia. They had been known that they had a jail in the old Veterans Stadium.
Well, that was the legend, but the legend is wrong.
It's wrong?
No, it was a courtroom. There was really no jail to lock anybody up. They had a room where people sat and waited to see the judge. But basically what it was Eagles Court was for the misdemeanor stuff, you know, drunkenness. And if it was a really serious crime, that would be handled differently. But all of this, by the way, started in November of 1997. The Eagles were losing to the Niners on Monday Night Football. Over 60 fans were ejected after incidents at the stadium. Even a man was at the game. He brought a flare gun and fired it over the field. So that's when it was set up. And what the idea was to give them a means of dealing with this. But Eagles Court did not handle all the crime at the Vet, and it was a court, not a jail.
Gotcha.
And so, there's that.
Legend.
I might add this, too. The other myth is that there's been one at Lincoln Financial Field. That didn't happen.
And I did hear that Ed Rendell used to be one of the judges.
Wouldn't that? Now, that would have been a hit TV show right there.
Absolutely. As part of the Pittsburgh Speaker Series, we welcome Liz Cheney to Hinds Hall Wednesday night. And I know there's a lot of interest in your appearance. Liz, welcome to the world's first commercial radio station, KDKA, here in Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'm very much looking forward to being with you in person this week.
And the history of KDKA is we actually broadcast the first election returns in 1920, which you can imagine was revolutionary. So
That's really amazing.
It actually is. So here we are now, just 3 weeks away from our next big presidential election. A lot of people are interested in what you have to say. There's pros and cons, but as a Republican who supports, in this case, the opponent of Donald Trump, for many, that was a surprise when you made that choice.
Yeah, I have been obviously very troubled by what Donald Trump did, certainly in the aftermath of the last election and then on January 6th. And in this cycle, as we look at the choice that people have to make, in my view, the threat that he poses, given his willingness to ignore the rulings of the court and to try to overturn the last election and seize power illegally, is just it's a threat we haven't faced before in this country. And it's one that I think requires people to come together really across party lines to reject that. And so there's no place that's going to be more important, obviously, than there in Pennsylvania. Ultimately, I really spent a lot of time traveling the country over the last several years. And I have a lot of confidence and faith in the voters and in the extent to which the vast majority of voters understand that we're just a good nation and a great nation and want to do the right thing and make sure that we put
our, you know, love of the country and our duty of the Constitution ahead of partisanship.
Well, this definitely put you at odds with the Republican Party, so much so you lost your last election. And I think there are a lot of people, obviously, that appreciate you standing up for what you believe in the face of that. And then on the other hand, you certainly hear it every day from those who still support Donald Trump. And I would imagine that post-election, regardless of the outcome, this has put you in a precarious situation. But I give you credit for standing by your truth.
Well, I think, you know, the reason that the founders made sure that every elected official would take an oath to the Constitution was because they knew, you know, they called it factionalism. In a way, it's partisanship that we experience today. But they understood there had to be something that bound us together that was above factionalism and something that could unify us beyond that. And when you look at things like what we're seeing today in terms of Donald Trump's willingness to lie to people about hurricane relief, I hear those lies, and it's the same level of cruelty that we saw when he refused to tell the mob to leave the Capitol on January 6th. And we need our leaders, especially our presidents, to be people who are going to conduct themselves in good faith and who revere the Constitution. And so for me, there just is, it's not been a difficult choice, because the importance of making sure that our leaders are people who will adhere to their oath, just it matters so much. And look, I think we have to have two strong political parties in this country. We really do need to be able to debate substantively about the issues that matter. But we can't do that if one of our parties, and it's the party that I've been a member of and have really loved my whole life, but the party has today really lost its way. So I want us to get to a place where we can be focused on our disagreements on issues once again and move beyond the threat that we're facing right now to the constitutional structure.
We're with Liz Cheney on News Radio KDKA. Curious, your famous father, obviously everybody knows him as the former vice president. Just curious how many conversations you've had with him about this particular subject.
More than I can count. I would say we talk about it nearly every day. And, you know, I'll never forget back, it was New Year's Day of 2021. So this was before the attack on the Capitol. But already by that point, there was such concern about Donald Trump's lies that he was spreading about the election, his unwillingness to concede, suggestions that people were making that he ought to deploy the military to rerun the election in swing states. There was already so much concern that we were seeing. And at lunch on New Year's Day, I remember as I was leaving my parents' house, my dad gave me a hug and he said to me, "Defend the Republic, daughter." And that just something I obviously will never forget and that I work to do every single day. But it tells you how grave this threat is, you know, to have somebody who wants to be president again, who has done what Donald Trump did and who continues every day to, you know, talk about things like imprisoning those he disagrees with, imprisoning members of the media, a constant attack and an assault, you know, on the Republic. That's a very real thing, and somebody that clearly has got to be defeated at the ballot box.
And how have you dealt with the criticism from your own party on this issue?
You know, I really just think that what we all have to do as citizens of this great country is do what we know is right. And when you're conducting yourself that way, there will always be criticism. And look, I also think it's really important for us to look at the last 3.5, 4 years now almost and ask ourselves, all of us, you know, what lessons can we take from this? And I think one of those has to be that anybody who's involved in politics has to commit themselves to working to find substantive solutions, to recognizing that, you know, there are places where we can agree and where we need to do that, and not to just being sort of reflexively partisan. I certainly have been guilty of being reflexively partisan. Many of us involved in politics have. And I think it's important for us to all take a step back from that and to be able to say, look, this great nation is not guaranteed that it will survive, that our republic will survive. We all have to conduct ourselves to make sure that that happens, and we can't be bystanders. And we have to take seriously our responsibility to do that. And so I'm very much focused on that. And I'm focused on, you know, on my kids. I have 5 children, and I want to make sure that they grow up and, you know, they can raise their kids in a country where we have the peaceful transfer of power and where we have presidents who guarantee that and fulfill their obligation to guarantee that. So that's my focus every day. And there's no place that I enjoy being able to visit more than Pennsylvania, particularly given just the no state in our country that obviously has a greater depth of history and greater contribution to the founding of this nation in Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So it's always a pleasure to be able to be there and talk about these issues there, really, what is the birthplace of the republic.
We look forward to hearing more here in Pittsburgh Wednesday night at the speaker series at Heinz Hall. Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, appreciate your time this morning, and to be continued. Thank you very much.
Well, great to be with you, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville, let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras looking out live over Route 28. As you're heading southbound, you have an awful lot of company. It slows for you before the Route 8 exit, and you are very much in stop-and-go traffic all the way down past the 40th and 31st Street Bridge intersections. As you make your way toward the North Shore, do leave extra time as you travel there. Parkway West inbound getting quite heavy for you with slowdowns that greet you at times halfway between Carnegie and the top of Green Tree Hill as you make your way into those Fort Pitt tunnels. 51 northbound is heavy between Route 88 and the intersection with Whitehead Street. And then again, very much approaching Bowsman Street, will you find the delays as you try to head into the Liberty Tunnels there. West Liberty Avenue, Route 19 coming out of Dormont and Mount Lebanon is now stacking right around Brookside. And the Parkway East inbound is heavy at Wilkinsburg. AAA traffic on the fives from LGKG Injury Lawyers. LGKG, your home team. Visit lgkg.com. Our next report at 7:25. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. We're looking at a high of just around 50. If we're lucky, a couple of showers and 42 at the airport now. Show Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. In just a few minutes, we'll catch up with a medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here. And today's subject, something, Paul, you and I know I can relate to, sleep medicine and pulmonary issues, right?
Mm-hmm. And very important.
Yeah, so many people have issues with this. Obstructive sleep apnea is the most common.
I was surprised, Larry, when I was told to go see a pulmonologist about my sleep study. I didn't realize what the link was.
Did you ever do one where you spent like a night and they had you wired up with all the electronics?
I was supposed to go in on like the first night just to get the testing done, and the second night they would put me on some equipment. But it didn't get that far. I wasn't falling asleep hardly at all, so they just put the equipment on me on night one, and I've been wearing a CPAP ever since. It works perfectly for me.
Yeah, it works for many people, and there are always new innovations too, and new ways to treat it and ways to help mitigate it somewhat too. We'll talk about that coming up in just a minute. Saw something I thought would be very interesting, especially since we're coming off this artificial intelligence gathering yesterday, AI innovations at Bakery Square. And that is, and think about how simple this idea is, Paul, 911 calls with video. I mean, almost everybody's smartphone has that capability.
Well, wouldn't it be so much easier for a 911 person to be able to understand what's happening by seeing it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the story from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In Delaware County, Pennsylvania, 911 dispatchers have handled emergencies the same way for decades, listening to the voice on the end of the line.
So was he on Springfield or Elm when he was walking?
But now callers can also show what they're seeing with their cell phones.
I don't see him anymore. Is he no longer in the area? Did he walk away?
For emergency dispatcher Raquel Lewandowski, it's game changing.
I can see what they're seeing. I'm looking for certain things in the call location, buildings.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Subjects, descriptions. It's like me watching it. So it's like me reporting it firsthand.
Delaware County is one of 1,000 call centers across the country using technology from a company called Prepared. In September, Prepared partnered with Apple to include video 911 in millions of iPhones as part of a software update.
This is how it works. When you dial 911, you just press a button to start sharing video.
The call taker sees a real-time feed, and for the caller, it's just like a FaceTime.
You can see the camera that's facing me, but you can also see, if I change it, what I'm seeing.
Yes, I can see your view now. I can see everything that you're looking at through that camera.
The citizen or the caller has to approve access to any of the information.
Michael Chime is Prepared CEO and co-founder. He started the company with two classmates from Yale. They all grew up with smartphones.
Despite the fact that 80-90% of 911 calls were coming from mobile devices, the systems that take those calls every day, still, majorly to this day, are built on the assumption those calls are landlines.
Prepared also uses AI to transcribe calls, summarize them, even translate from other languages. One goal is to reduce burnout for dispatchers.
It gives me tools. It helps me help the public that I'm serving in a better capacity. It makes me a better call taker.
Technology that helps when everything is on the line with 911. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, Delaware County, Pennsylvania.
Boy, it seems to make so much sense, Paul, and the fact that it's happening in Pennsylvania. Now, Delaware County's over where Philadelphia is, but
we have the technology at hand anyway.
Right. Yeah. And why wouldn't you utilize it? I think this will catch on really quickly, especially on top of the fact that Josh Shapiro is trying to help Western Pennsylvania, Southwestern Pennsylvania, in particular Pittsburgh. To quote him from yesterday's AI gathering here, the future runs through Pittsburgh. I think we kind of like that theory. We're working here to try to build jobs and become a new tech hub for artificial intelligence. And if it helps save lives with 911, why not?
We have a converging technological sector here. We have robotics on the one hand. We have the autonomous vehicle testing that on the other hand.
Right.
All the computing brilliance at, you know, both CMU and Pitt. It would seem to me that you know, we could be a leader in that as well.
We might as well. I mean, you can see our guests, many of them, on the radio through our streaming. You know, when I get into radio, this wasn't even technologically possible. So it's kind of new and kind of exciting. This is the Big K Morning Show, and at 7:20, little time shift on this Tuesday, we check in with another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And today we welcome Dr. Shripal Sreeshrimal, who is the Medical Director of Pulmonary Sleep Medicine for Independence Health System. I hope I got your name right, Doc.
You got it right. Thank you so much.
You got it. I know also why they call you just Dr. Shri, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right, let's talk about sleep apnea. This condition affects a lot of people. So first, doctor, what is sleep apnea?
Well, sleep apnea is a highly undiagnosed condition. It's a serious sleep disorder that causes breathing to stop and start for short periods of time while you sleep. This can happen multiple times, you know, throughout the night, disrupting your quality of sleep and negatively affecting your overall health.
And there are different types of sleep apnea.
That is right. The most common one is obstructive sleep apnea, in which the airway is blocked due to excessive tissue in the throat, sometimes deviated septum, and other anatomical issues. Then there are other kinds like central sleep apnea, wherein the brain doesn't send the proper signals to breathe, causing the airway to collapse. And then there is a combination of the central and obstructive, which is called the mixed sleep apnea.
Well, let's talk about the causes and then the risk factors if you have one of these conditions.
Well, absolutely. You know, some of the most common risk factors are obesity. There have been enough studies to show that every 10% increase in BMI, there could be an increase in prevalence of sleep apnea by 5 to 10 times. Then there is the advancing age. It's more common in adults over age 65. However, women are more at risk in postmenopausal period. There's family history. People who have larger neck circumference, narrowed airway, smoking history, high blood pressure, diabetes, anyone who has nasal congestion from allergies, use of alcohol and sedatives.
And then the symptoms, the real obvious one is loud snoring.
That is right. That is one of the most common ones where there's the bed partner, you know, kind of recognizes the witness snoring. But there's also witnessed apneas. There is, you know, people waking up choking, gasping for air. And the other most common is, you know, feeling tired during the daytime. Daytime tiredness and sleepiness is one of the most other common symptoms. Waking up, you know, feeling tired, having unrefreshed sleep, morning headaches, difficulty focusing and concentrating, increase in irritability, and awakening with dry mouth. These are some of the most common symptoms.
And the complications can be, you know, very concerning.
That is right. So untreated sleep apnea can cause a variety of complications, can cause high blood pressure called hypertension, coronary artery disease, cardiac arrhythmias, congestive heart failure, increase in motor vehicle accidents or crashes, neuropsychiatric manifestations. People have a lot of irritability and, you know, change in the mood, depression. There could be cognitive impairment, diabetes type 2, fatty liver. I mean, there's a long list of complications, but really important to diagnose this on time.
Yeah, speaking of diagnosis, do you still recommend a overnight sleep study?
But that is the best way. So the good news is previously there used to be just the option of going into a sleep lab, which is a different environment. But now there is an option to do home sleep study. Of course, it depends on the underlying comorbid conditions where your healthcare provider may choose which option would be best for you, whether a home sleep study or going into a sleep lab for an overnight sleep study.
And the treatment options, the obvious that everybody knows about or has heard about if they're not utilizing it, is a CPAP.
That is right. That is the gold standard, a CPAP or a BiPAP. However, there are a lot of people who are intolerant to that. The good news is we do have options if somebody is intolerant to CPAP or BiPAP, and those are oral dental appliances which are custom made by dental physicians. And there are there's a newer option called Inspire Therapy, which is a device which is, you know, placed underneath the skin like a pacemaker, which stimulates the hypoglossal nerve, causing preventing the collapse of the tongue into the airway. Then there are other less common options for treatment like surgery, and then of course lifestyle changes.
Yeah, that kind of goes hand in hand with prevention, the lifestyle changes.
That is right. Yeah, we know maintaining a healthy weight, managing your health conditions like diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol, avoid alcohol and sedatives before bed, you know, developing healthy sleepy habits, you know, those are the key preventive factors for sure. And then, of course, seeking health providers' help, you know, once a year, so annual checkup, you know, identifying the risk factors and treat them accordingly.
And you can visit independence.health, that's www.independence.health, find a location near you. Brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here. And we thank Dr. Sri Srimal, who is the medical director of pulmonary and sleep medicine for Independence Health System. Doc, thanks for walking us through this.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great morning.
At 8 o'clock in our next hour, we have a special Ask the Experts Day with MediConnect. So it's a chance for you. They're based right here in Pittsburgh to answer any questions you have about Medicare and your health plans. And we have a number that you could call now, 888-818-MEDI. That's 888-818-6334. If you have any questions related to choosing those plans, it's enrollment time. And so throughout the day, through the afternoon, with Colin Dunlap, we have the experts from MediConnect, and thank them for being here. Paul, I have a lot of questions.
Yes, and there are a lot of questions, Larry.
Well, in that world, choosing plans.
Oh, man.
At any stage, you know, trying to figure out what's the best value. How do I pay the lowest premium, or is that the way to go? Situations you're in.
And changes are coming next year. The Inflation Reduction Act is going to change Medicare plan significantly.
Oh?
Yes.
Well, at 8:20, we're going to have an expert from MediConnect here.
Deductibles will be changing, how drugs are covered and which ones, what's the percentage? What's the out-of-pocket going to be? Those are the big questions.
Oh, that's really important.
And some of these plans that have been free won't be free anymore because
what?
Of the changes.
Well,
yeah.
Then we'll get to it.
Actually, when you look at the number, I did this just on a lark one day a couple of years ago. I just entered the Penny website to see all the different plans that were available. It was amazing. Hundreds and hundreds of options.
Correct. That's why you kind of need someone to walk you through it and make sure you're covered and for the best price.
I couldn't agree more, especially if you're going
Good
through it
morning,
for the first
and thanks
time.
For choosing
which is for me next year.
Till the election.
Hey, also coming
we'll
up at the top of this hour
right
here and there.
Meanwhile,
your news.
I think a lot of us love to hear about what's
Chris
to
Purcellus.
Come in downtown Pittsburgh.
He's
is home of
dramatic
Park University
down there, where
and we're honored
State
to
Park
have with us Dr.
Chris
Purcellus.
Yeah, their footprint is growing in downtown Pittsburgh by leaps and bounds.
And they got some plans
to
share with you.
Great to be with you.
You've had some pretty significant announcements. So when you took over as president of Point Park University, you started to reimagine and have a vision for the future. So I'll let you, I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, that's right. I mean, I think that the stars align. We're the downtown university, and we start a pretty robust strategic planning process, Pioneer Vision 2030. We engage the entire university community, our stakeholders in the community, and we started imagining. We're the downtown university, and downtowns are in transformation. And unfortunately, the office workers aren't going to come back in droves, and we believe that downtowns are going to be driven by the creator economy. They're going to become centers of arts, entertainment, recreation. And guess what? That's our sweet spot. So, we think that, we are very well positioned to bring more vitality and to revitalize downtown. We're growing as a university. Our plan is working. We are up in enrollment, where unfortunately a lot of colleges and universities kind of in our class, the private independents are down and we're up. And so the plan is working. Larry, we have an opportunity to bring another 1,000 people, students living, working, learning, and playing downtown. And then after we do that, we'll bring another 1,000. I mean, who else can do that? It's a great opportunity for Point Park, and I think it's a great opportunity for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know some of your very impressive alum, including Bob Pompiani, Pompin Ain't Easy.
That's right.
And then our producer, Erin Farragonio, is one of your former dancers, and she's been a great asset to us. But what is the conception of or perception of Point Park is exactly that? I mean, you have this rich entertainment connection, too, and have placed a lot of talent in the entertainment industry. But what's your vision for Point Park moving forward? How should we look at this gem in downtown Pittsburgh?
Yeah, well, I think, we have this exceptional conservatory performing arts. It's right now I'm in L.A. and it's 0 dark 30 out here. And we're out here meeting with exceptional alumni. you know, I think the opportunity here is, and one of the things that we're pulling off is, you know, our growth is we're looking at our strengths, and that's the conservatory. We're creating synergies among our other five schools. We have six exceptional schools. And so that's how we're going to pull this off. One of the things that we did is we just brought in the Urban Land Institute. And this is basically there's an Urban Land Institute ULI chapter in just about every major city. And we brought in a panel of experts from around the country, you know, experts in architecture, developers, real estate experts, urban planners, economists. And we had them go through an exercise at the end of April. You know, look at Point Park and its positioning downtown, robust stakeholder engagement process, talk to about 70 stakeholders. You know, what can we do to leverage? And this study was just released, I think it was last Thursday, and it validated some of the things that we were thinking of and also identified new opportunities. So, you know, as part of this, you know, we're one of the things that the ULI brought up was, you know, looking at Pittsburgh's Fourth River of Concrete, the Boulevard of the Allies. It cuts right through the middle of the college campus. You know, are there opportunities to tame that down, to, you know, create more residential living and more vitality around that corridor? You know, another opportunity is, you know, you have Point Park University anchored at the Monongahela River, right? Our South Shore. And you have the Cultural District anchored at the Allegheny River, the North Shore. Is there an opportunity to create a corridor, a cultural corridor between, those are the two largest property owners downtown. And so, you know, we're looking at, you know, creating this, these cultural amenities, you know, bolstering our focus in arts, entertainment technology and media, overlaying an accelerator. We have Audrey Russo, the head of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, involved. You know, what are some things that we can do to infuse arts and technology and develop intellectual property and entrepreneurship in that zone? You know, and the other thing that was brought up was housing. I mean, Oakland is busting at the seams. Pitt is growing. You know, there's a university line going to be created right from Oakland to the center of downtown. Is there an opportunity to look at interinstitutional housing, you know, collaborating with Pitt, Carnegie Mellon, Carlo for housing? You know, what a great place to live if you're a graduate student in Oakland, but downtown. You know, so we'll need more housing with our growth. And then this ULI study identified kind of the crown jewel that we're looking at is there's an opportunity. We need a place to gather. We're making a big push into live entertainment, and that's a downtown community event center.
And you're going to get some help on that connection between Oakland, Chris. As you know, they're working on that rapid transit opportunity that we've been waiting decades for that will really truly link downtown and Oakland and open up a whole world of opportunities. Well, to be continued, excited about your expansion plans of the future. I didn't realize you were going to join us from L.A. Sorry about the early wake up, but
No.
Appreciate your time, and we'll talk again when you get back.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick.
The president of Point Park University. That's all right. It's early. I get it. Believe me, every day at 3 a.m.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rich.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Thanks, Chris. This is the Big K Morning Show, and this hour we begin a very special day here. Ask the experts from MediConnect, Lance O'Brien, in the studio, and you can see him on our video stream. I just warned him, you know, even though it's radio, Lance, you're always on KDKRadio.com. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
This is that time of the year, enrollment. It actually, for a lot of people, creates a lot of anxiety because you want to make the best choices when you're selecting your options, and especially when it comes to Medicare. And things are changing. You know, Paul told me about it. There's changes coming in that, and there's always wrinkles. So let's kind of set the stage for what you're going to do today.
Yeah, so this is the year of change. As long as I've been in this, we're going to see more change this year than ever before. A lot of it has to do with the Inflation Reduction Act that brought in the elimination of the donut hole, capping prescriptions, and then that had a trickle-down effect.
So let's go through that. When you say a donut hole, what yes. are you referring to?
So the donut hole is a time of year when seniors who have more expensive prescriptions, instead of paying maybe $50 for that, they then went to paying sometime throughout the year $150 for that. So they've eliminated that. That's good, right?
Okay.
And they've capped what they can pay out of pocket at $2,000. That's also good. Here comes the rub.
Okay.
Someone's got to pay for that.
Let us have it.
Yep. Someone's got to pay for it. The insurer's not going to pay for all of it. Medicare's not going to pay for all of it. The actual individual in that position is going to pay for some of it, just like the other ones I just mentioned. But it's going to spread across basically all Medicare users. What do I mean by that? There's been increase to some of the hospital co-payments. Okay. Right. There's been a reduction in some of the extra benefits like dental, vision, hearing. So what's happening is there's big changes to the prescription drugs, but it's filtering out.
And I want people to understand when they talk to you and your team, there is no cost to them. That's really important. You're really trying to find the best fit for each individual. And to be honest, every individual's story or situation is different enough where it may change. There are thousands of inputs to figure this out, right?
Yeah, and that's really, I think, the big thing is, you know, a lot of people are like, well, my friend's been in this plan and they love it. And that's great, right? I'm glad their friend loves the plan, but that's not necessarily best for them. What our goal is, honestly, we have 38 working days to get thousands of people to review their coverage. Our goal isn't to get everyone to change with these changes happening. Our goal is to get everyone to check and make sure if they need to change, right? And that's really the important thing of this morning that I wanted to get out there.
Yeah, that's really important. So don't just sit back and think, I got this set up the way I want. It's definitely beneficial to at least look at it, at very least. And then I think they'll be surprised. In many cases, you can make change that benefit that individual.
Yeah, I mean, you could save potentially hundreds or thousands of dollars given their situation, but there never was deductibles on the drug portions of these Medicare Advantage plans, right? So they really need to reach out, give us a call, free of charge. We want them to make the decision, but we want to get them in a good position to make the decision.
And again, it's important to reiterate that you do not charge these individuals for your services. You're remunerated by the companies, and you have such a volume. That's how your company stays in business.
Yeah, so let's say they have Company A right now. Hi, Mark. We'll just use a name, right? And they look at everything, and based on how their prescriptions or their health has changed and the industry has changed this year, it's better for them to go to UPMC, just to give two names people know, right? If they end up moving to UPMC, UPMC compensates us, but it's only if it makes sense for them. That's what the big thing. There's a lot of people that do this, Larry, and all their goal is to get people to switch. That's not our goal. Our goal is to make sure people understand what they have, what their parents might have if they're driving today and their parents are on Medicare, right? And so that they, when they go into 2025, they have the best coverage for their situation.
So there's a number, 888, toll free, 818-6334. That's 888-818-MEDI, M-E-D-I. Or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Lance O'Brien's going to be here. We're going to torture you for a while this morning, but checking in every hour, and we'll give people some additional information. But this is a really important time. So the enrollment period is from when to when?
October 15th. Today's the first day, literally.
What a coincidence that you picked today.
Big coincidence, through December 7th. But it's 38 days if you take out the weekends. It's a very short period of time.
So jump on it early. Lance, you guys do a great job.
Thanks,
Larry. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Good to see you.
Yep, we'll
get
see you
a
here
coffee.
Shortly.
This is the Big K Morning Show, so it didn't take long. Last week, Allegheny County Executive Sarah Inamorata proposed her budget for the county, and part of that was a property tax increase, and County Council President says, quote, dead on arrival. So, Patrick Katina. So what does that mean exactly? They got to figure this out. This was a nearly 50% tax increase, and they're saying at County Council, they have to approve this, by the way. It ain't happening. Just curious, though, since it involves property, want to bring on Robin Taylor from Coldwell Banker. Robin, many people remember you from your television days, right?
That's right. I was a consumer reporter at the NBC station here.
Yeah, and good to talk to you again. So, as a person that deals in real estate all the time, I would imagine you would find this good news or not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it's dead on arrival, so we'll have to see what happens. But we're talking about a mill rate increase. I mean, no, mill rates aren't very exciting, but a mill rate increase from 4.73 to 6.92. So what does that equate to for the average homeowner? Well, for the median homeowner, the increase that's proposed would be about $15 a month. That comes to about $182 a year. So if you're going to look at that, you're going to say, well, that from a purely real estate perspective is not enough to get somebody to move from Allegheny County. Now, I have retirees that I work with, and they live in Allegheny County. They're here for the schools. Their kids are grown. The schools don't matter as much. They'll move to Butler County because the taxes are much lower. And we're talking significantly lower, not $100, but thousands of dollars. So from a perspective of real estate, the increase isn't that great.
Even if it would have went through as proposed. That said, I know that certainly Butler County to the north, and now we hear Washington County are saying, hey, come visit us. We got lower taxes too, right? You hear this all the time.
I do. Especially people who are cost sensitive to taxes, they definitely may want to consider real estate in some of those other counties because the taxes are definitely lowered. Now, I always tell people, though, if you're going into a rapidly developing area, those taxes in, say, 10 years may also go up because they're going to need to build roads and bridges and schools just like anywhere else. So that's something that you have to keep in mind. I also wanted to bring up the homestead tax exemption because if you're a homeowner anywhere in Pennsylvania, but if you're a homeowner in Allegheny County, you will be getting an exemption as long as you have signed up for it. And you should just check to make sure you're getting that homestead tax exemption because it is significant. It's not huge, but it's enough to make a difference. And think about it. If you're a homeowner and you live in that home, you're getting an exemption on your taxes while landlords are paying the full tax. They don't get that exemption. It's only people who live in their homes.
We're with Robin Taylor from Coldwell Banker. Robin, curious, we know the Fed, when they last met, started to lower the interest rates. We're anticipating that to continue. What's the direct correlation for lowering mortgage interest rates?
Well, mortgage interest rates are bouncing around a little bit. They follow the Treasury, not the the rate that the Fed is dealing with, which is an overnight lending to banks. But we will see, as the Fed lowers interest rates, we will see mortgage interest rates come down. So right now they're bouncing around a little bit. They came down. They were actually in the high fives. They've bounced back up to, you know, say 6.4, and we're going to see some volatility right now. But what is anticipated is that probably through 2025, rates will be in the fives, which should be very helpful because it should be enough to get people to sell homes. So we'll have more inventory and make it possible for buyers to get into homes. So we're anticipating that 2025 is going to be a good year for real estate, both for buyers and for sellers.
Yeah. Is it right now still a seller's market because of the lack of inventory and the high interest rates?
Absolutely. It is still a seller's market. We did see these things slow down a little bit, and that's seasonal. It happens every year here. The spring market is the crazy market. Fall, it slows down a little bit, but it is still definitely a seller's market. There are more buyers out there than sellers, which is why it's called a seller's market.
But again, it's important for people to understand that when they hear a near 50% tax increase, that sounds way more significant than the real dollar factor in the course of a year. You said what,
$182. Yeah, I know.
They spend that on Starbucks. Easy. But it's not a game-changing amount. But it doesn't sound like that's going to happen, or at least all of it yet. So they'll sort that out at Allegheny County Council, I guess. And until they get a budget, it'll be up in the air. But appreciate your input.
Absolutely. And it is the council members' jobs to sharpen their pencils and take a look at that. And is that increase really necessary, or could they cut from somewhere else? And that's their jobs. So I think in the next coming weeks and months, we're going to see a lot of interest paid to this, and we may or may not see a tax increase.
Yeah. And the other factor, though, is the school districts use those numbers, those millage numbers on what then. That's the much bigger hit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The biggest portion of your real estate tax bill is coming from the school district.
Amen.
And this, yeah, absolutely.
Robin Taylor, Coldwell Banker, thank you. Good to catch up. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Today is Ask the Experts Day. Medicare, choosing the right health care plan, critical during this enrollment period that starts today. So MediConnect, is Lance O'Brien is here representing them, and they can help you. In fact, they have a whole team answering phones. Ask the experts by calling 888-818-MEDI. That's 888-818-6334 to make sure you get answers to your questions. Meanwhile, coming up on the Big K Morning Show in our next hour, we'll talk to Lynn Hayes Freeland. We're 3 weeks away from the election, so where are all the candidates doing? You know they're crisscrossing Pennsylvania. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Not only does Pennsylvania have a good amount of Electoral College votes, it's also a total toss-up, according to our latest CBS News polling, which is why we are seeing Harris and Trump putting so much time and energy into the Commonwealth, with a focus not necessarily on changing minds, but ensuring turnout at the polls.
It's good to be back in Pennsylvania!
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump.
To the people of Pennsylvania, I love you people, I know you so well.
Put the focus on key swing state Pennsylvania Monday, while addressing top issues like the economy.
We're going to get interest rates brought way down.
Under our plan, we will lower the cost on everything from health care to groceries.
In Erie, Harris took swipes at Trump over a comment he made over the weekend, suggesting that the military handle political rivals, which he referred to as the enemy from within, on Election Day.
Donald Trump is increasingly unstable and unhinged, and he is out for unchecked power.
At his town hall in the town of Oaks, cut short after multiple attendees fainted, Trump courted suburban women.
When millions of people pour into our country, they're having a devastating effect on Black families and Hispanic families more than any others.
Harris has unveiled new proposals aimed at shoring up support from a key voting bloc,
black men.
Black men are no different from anybody else. They expect that you have to earn their vote. And that's why I'm out here doing the work that I'm doing.
Yesterday, she kicked off a series of black media interviews and led a conversation at a black-owned business.
Harris is continuing that black media blitz this week. Also, she has an interview with Fox News. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is slamming a new call from Harris and more than 200 doctors and healthcare professionals for him to release his medical records. Michael calling that desperate.
CBS is Jared Hill. So Donald Trump will come back to Pittsburgh. And, well, he was just north in Butler, obviously. That was big news, international news. His first appearance there since July 13th, he timed it up where he, at the exact time of the first shot rang out, he said, as I was saying, so he's coming back to Allegheny County. We don't have all the details, right, Paul?
Next week is all we know right now. And Tim Walz will be here today.
And Kamala Harris, as you heard, she was in Erie yesterday. And J.D. Vance also was in Johnstown here over the weekend. And then went on to Reading. So back and forth we go through the state of Pennsylvania. And it doesn't cease to amaze me of just how important this state is and how important each and every vote is. So whoever you're voting for, don't count on somebody else voting for you in the sense that, oh, well, we got this one way or the other. You have to be...
See, that's never happened to me. I've never missed a presidential vote. I've never assumed that.
No.
even when it was lopsided, like, you know, like when Reagan blew out Mondale.
Yeah, and I voted 4 years ago with a mail-in ballot during COVID, but this year for president, and since then I've gone in person.
See, I love the mail-in system. I mailed mine off last week. As soon as I got it.
Bill Clinton wasn't on the ballot. Or George Bush.
Yeah, but it's just so convenient, and it's. I think it's secure, you know, from the way that they... I can't tell you the number of people who I've gotten into conversations with who've asked questions about the mail-in ballot system who were surprised to find out the security measures that are taken. And, you know, I had one person, a friend, assumed that I could go vote in person after casting a mail-in ballot, and I explained how it works.
No, you can't do that.
And if they have a record of you receiving a mail-in ballot and returning it, then they're going to have that information at the polls.
They ought to add a new technique where you can get tased if you try that. It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, though, about going to the poll itself. There's a feel to it. You feel kind of like productive
a little,
citizen.
Little juice for the day.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.